Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever wondered if you really need to pack your bags and move across the globe just to become fluent in a new language? Today, we're busting one of the biggest myths in language learning. We will explore how your brain actually absorbs new words and how you can create a powerful, effective learning environment right from the comfort of your own home. Let's dive in. Have you ever felt like you are falling behind in your language journey because you can't just pack up your life and move to another country? It's a very common belief in the language learning world. We're often told that if we want to truly speak another language, we need to buy a plane ticket, board a flight, and drop ourselves into a foreign culture where we're forced to sink or swim. But is language immersion necessary to achieve your goals? Or is there a more sustainable way to learn? The short answer is no. Physical immersion isn't a requirement, at least not in the way most people think about it. Moving to a country where your target language is spoken is a wonderful adventure, but it isn't a magical shortcut. In fact, many people move abroad and still struggle to learn the local language because they find themselves living in comfortable English-speaking bubbles. On the flip side, thousands of successful language learners have reached high levels of proficiency without ever leaving their hometowns. When we look at how our brains actually process and store language, we start to understand why physical relocation isn't necessary. Our brains don't learn languages by memorizing long grammar tables and vocabulary lists in a vacuum. Instead, we acquire language through what researchers call comprehensible input. This is simply a term for messages, stories, and conversations that you can understand, even if you don't know every single word yet. When you expose yourself to language that makes sense to you, your brain naturally starts to piece together the patterns, the rhythm, and the vocabulary. It's a process of natural acquisition, which is very different from conscious, stressful studying. Acquisition happens below the surface, much like how children learn their first language. They don't study grammar textbooks. They simply listen to the people around them until the words start to make sense. As an adult, you can use this exact same process to your advantage. So, if the secret is comprehensible input, then the real goal isn't geographical immersion, but rather creating an immersive environment right where you are. You can think of this as creating a personal language bubble. The foundation of this bubble is high-quality listening practice. By bringing the sounds of the language into your daily life, you train your brain to recognize the natural flow of speech without the pressure of having to speak perfectly right away. Listening is perhaps the most underrated tool in your language learning toolkit. When you listen to content that is slightly challenging but still understandable, you're training your ear to recognize where words begin and end, how tone changes meaning, and how native speakers actually express themselves in daily life. Over time, this listening practice builds a strong mental map of the language, making future speaking feel much more natural and intuitive. But to make this at-home immersion sustainable, the content you listen to has to be genuinely interesting. If you force yourself to listen to boring, repetitive dialogues about ordering a taxi, or asking for directions to the post office, you'll likely lose interest and give up. This is why connecting your practice to cultural understanding is so important. Learning a language through its culture, including its history, food, traditions, and daily habits, makes the process feel less like a chore and more like an enjoyable part of your day. This is exactly why we design the Blazing Language podcasts the way we do. We focus on storytelling, cultural insights, and real-world topics that matter to adults, all delivered at a pace that is easy to follow and absorb. By listening to these episodes during your daily commute, while doing chores, or during a quiet morning coffee, you are building a sustainable daily habit of comprehensible input. You don't need to travel across the world to get that immersion. You can simply plug in your headphones and let the culture come to you. Building a sustainable habit is far more effective than trying to force yourself through intense, high-pressure study sessions. Learning a language is a marathon, not a sprint. If you can find just 20 or 30 minutes a day to listen to something you genuinely enjoy, you will see steady, enjoyable progress over time. The key is consistency, and consistency is much easier to maintain when the pressure is off and you are actually having fun. When you shift your perspective from "I need to move abroad" to "I need to find interesting things to listen to today," the entire process becomes lighter and more manageable. You don't need a plane ticket to connect with a new culture. You just need a bit of curiosity, a pair of headphones, and a daily habit of listening. By focusing on comprehensible input and exploring the rich cultural stories behind the words, you can bring the world to your doorstep. In the end, language immersion isn't about where your feet are planted. It's about where you direct your attention.